Headline: Elizabeth Holmes's ex account is posting again. But is it really her? Published at 12:23 p.m. August 28, 2025. Somebody claiming to be Elizabeth Holmes, the former Theranos CEO, America's first self-made female billionaire, and convicted fraudster, is currently tweeting, replying, and occasionally trolling on X. But is it really her? The short answer is likely no. After all, Holmes is barely 2 years into a 9-year prison sentence for fraud carried out during her time as CEO of the now-defunct blood testing company. The longer answer, however, is maybe. While federal prisons don't allow inmates access to social media, Holmes is being held at FCP Bryan in Bryan, Texas. The posts could, in theory, be dictated by Holmes to a loved one, PR representative, or someone else who has assumed control of her account. Of course, there's also a third option. Her account could have been hacked. However, it's unclear what the motivation would be given that no scam links, memecoins, or ads have been shared. Regardless, whoever's taken over the account has changed the profile to say, "Inventor, former Theranos founder and CEO, mostly my words, posted by others," and has set there the location as Bryan, Texas. They've even shared a list of book recommendations, including giving a not-so-subtle nod to the current administration by talking about Tulsi Gabbard's books. Elizabeth Holmes's disturbing lack of self-reflection. What's clear from Holmes's apparent return is that, if some of the posts are indeed her own words, she isn't filled with any remorse. She's posted a long Martin Luther King Jr. quote, including the famous phrase, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice," and tweeted out her famous bastardized phrase, "First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, then you change the world," in a reply to cult leader and supplement salesman Brian Johnson. On top of all this, it's also obvious that Holmes still disputes her wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud convictions. Bizarre timing. Only a few months ago, billboards started appearing in the Los Angeles area proclaiming Holmes's innocence. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the ad campaign was started by Ryan Egypt El-Hosseini, who appears to have hijacked the Theranos brand and run with the exact same pitch as the failed startup, tweeting in June, "Hundreds of tests from a drop of blood." El-Hosseini has released numerous movies suggesting that there's a deep state cover-up involving Holmes and cancer drugs, and is also attempting to start his own blood testing company based on Holmes and Theranos' previous work. The pay-to-pardon pipeline. It seems increasingly likely that financial fraudsters can utilize pay-to-play tactics with the U.S. government as a get-out-of-jail-free card. Evie has been, Trevor Milton donated to Trump and has now left prison. Justin Sun bought mass quantities of Trump-related coins and shares before his outstanding lawsuits were put on hold. And the BitMEX executives and their company were somehow pardoned. It's never been easier to commit a serious financial crime, donate to a campaign, and walk straight out of jail. So, is this the plan? Read more. Justin Sun is going to space now that his SEC lawsuit is paused. No one would put it past Holmes, who now finds herself joining the ranks of Sam Bankman-Fried, Ryan Salami, and others in a desperate plea to Trump for clemency. It's unclear if the new bid for freedom will pay off, but it can't hurt considering Donald Trump's track record. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.